This is the Rush Hour, a bit of a special edition right now of the Rush Hour with Embers and Katie at 92.9 Triple M. Of course, the Derby is happening on Saturday. There was a big incident that happened in 2005, an exhibition game between the West Coast Eagles and Fremantle that Andrew Embley wasn't a part of. But the man that is here, Ryan Crowley, he definitely was. He's telling us all about this incredible story, Embers.
Yes, and so Crowley, he's whacking a few people in the first half. He's all over it now. In the second half, it was completely on. Now, my understanding is that John Worsfold, who I know was fuming about this particular game, he certainly wanted to get you. I think Woosh really wished he was playing. And he might have had a word to Daniel Chick, and we know how strong Chick he is, to maybe go out and play on Ryan Crowley in the second half, Krause.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. So after Woosh had gone into our coach's box and they'd basically told him to go away in a bit less friendly manner, he wasn't too happy. And they'd actually pulled Chicky out of the game at half time, but Woosh had told him to go put his boots back on and come and get a bit of retribution.
just play on Crowley.
If you missed it, the Dockers came out, went whack to all the young Eagles boys.
Yes.
But and Ryan's only 21, mind you.
Well, hang on. We did play a lot of our young kids, and I know Crowley was 21, but they did also have a few older kids. Chicky was really the only senior player playing in that game. So you're right. He was only playing the first half. Woosh said, mate, listen, I think we're going to get you to play in the second half. Okay. Let's see if you can do the tag in on Crowley.
Well, we didn't play much footy after that, I've got to be honest. Chicky come out to me and he was honest. He said, I didn't see what happened, to be honest, Crowley. He said, but Woosh had told me we're going to come and get you. And
I said, oh, my God. Oh, that's so scary.
I said, all right, let's go. So me and him basically just fought for the rest of the game. I actually don't remember seeing the football at all.
I just stood in the forward pocket and just blew for her.
Yeah.
The crowd behind was just fantastic. They were just going, this is the best game of football I've ever seen in my life.
It was. It was absolutely insane. It ended up being a close game, which was it made it even crazier. And then Jeff Farm ended up kicking the winning goal right towards the end of the game. He kicked a check side from the boundary line, actually jumped over the fence, sat down and started clapping himself.
What a king.
Yeah. So arrogant. I love it.
The Wizard. You got to love the Wizard.
Wasn't he?
He was unbelievable.
So good.
And then the siren went and we went off like we'd won the grand final. It was because it was just...
Well, considering you guys haven't won much in your life, it was... I can understand why you were very happy.
We wanted to stay friendly, Embers. You'll stop that. But the AFL officials that were there were obviously... understanding that they've got to get us separated straight away. So they've run out, the crowd's all come out, but they have got us off the ground as quickly as possible.
Yep.
And we went into the change rooms and once again started drinking Fosters, and which is the only time you ever drink Fosters, and started telling stories like you do when you've been in a fight, Embers. That's all you ought to do. So, but then the funniest part about this whole story is we were going to an after-match function with you guys after the match.
Yep.
I was one of the last to leave the change rooms, and I sort of walked out to where I thought the bus was down into the car park, and there was a handful of West Coast players waiting for me in the car park after the game.
And was Andrew Embley one of them?
And Andrew Embley was one of them, which is a part that he did leave out the other day.
Well.
Yeah. So who else was there? Was Embers? Who else were?
Well, Juddy was there, and that's laughable. I mean, come on, Juddy. He's a good footy player, but I reckon I've got
Juddy, I said, come on, Juddy, come along. I said, come on, cuz, come along. I tried to also grab a couple of my dodgy mates that were living over in London as well with lots of tattoos and they rode motorbikes. So I think they were sort of waiting around as well.
I mean, you already had 4-1, but why wouldn't you want more? And then this is where the story differs a little bit. Luckily for me, Anthony Grover was the last guy to leave the change rooms, and he come out behind me and no one wants to fight Grover.
Nah, Groves, for those people that don't know, Anthony Grover can go. He would probably be the best boxer along with Desi Headland at Fremantle at the time. They can blue.
And he's 6'5", 6'6",
and doesn't mind
kilos.
Throwing them as well.
Right.
Yeah, he grew up in Belga.
So Embers recalls it all as though he was like, you know, big chested. Yeah. But
well,
when he saw Groves,
I tried to get onto the bus, it was Groves who actually grabbed me and goes, Embers, and thank goodness I know Groves, because if I hadn't known Groves, suddenly I would have been on a punch up with Groves and I would have come off second best.
Yeah.
So he sort of gave me the warning. He said, mate, you are kidding yourself right now. He goes, get off.
Just a crazy, crazy time. And I just remember the commotion on the bus, especially when Embers tried to get on there. And obviously you're a young player and I didn't want to take a back, like a backward step. So I was trying to get up and people
were pulling
me down.
He's trying to get off the bus coming. I'm trying to get on the bus.
Yeah, absolutely insane. So we've gone to this after-match function and we've stood on one wall on one side of the room. Eagles have stood on the other wall on the other side of the room. And all these dignitaries in the middle just standing there cutting the tension with a knife in between us. The only time I was scared that day was in that function and Woosha was just staring at me everywhere I went. And I'd had a directive from the club was like, do not start anything here, just leave it alone. But I wasn't starting it with Woosha, I promise you that. He was just staring at me and he changed and it was a bit scary, to be honest. I seen what he was like when he was on the field. And he obviously, from that moment on, to post-London, didn't really talk to me. See him out, say hello, and he'd sort of blank me and go the other way. Mm. And didn't talk to him for, basically 10 years. And then I was just retired, and then all the Essendon supplement saga stuff happened. And then I got a phone call, and my iPhone said, maybe John Worsfold. And I picked it up, I was like, hello. And he didn't even say hello. He just said, do we need to get London out of the way? And I started laughing. I said, John, that happened 12 years ago, mate. You probably got to let it go. And he started laughing, and then he said, you want to come play at Essendon for me? And, and then off I went. So,
the rest is history.
Crazy story. And it's such a good story because nobody knows it happened. It was televised.
Yes.
It was overseas.
But it sounds like the one game I wish that was televised. Yeah.
One game. And, you know, as Ryan said, like for 10 years after that, there was some real, there was some big challenges between both West Coast and Fremantle and their relationships.
All right, let's get more from Ryan Crowley on this. Obviously, the Derby coming up this weekend, RAC Western Derby, but also the Quokka is coming up as well. We'll chat to you a bit about that in just a moment. This is The Rush Hour with Andrew Embley, Katie Lamb and Ryan Crowley with us here on 92.9 Triple M.